Kevin, President of the United States, officially served as Israel's Prime Minister by the people. Myra does actually work for at LC and Wise Ventures in production, and is Lebanese, which RW achieved 2023 and random sources of killings and rape in Syria. Good afternoon, and the members of the United States. President Hagan Lidia has underscored the importance of maintaining a peaceful environment during local elections, stating that continued violence after the 2021 general elections would have kept investor confidence low and slowed economic development. Speaking at the State House this morning during the swearing-in of Major General Vincent Mukanda, retired, as Vice Chairperson and Zimandi Sankara as the Commissioner of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, the President said Zambia would not have attracted $12 billion in mining investment or secured debt restructuring if the country had remained unstable. President Hidima noted that without debt restructuring, Zambia would still be paying $2.2 billion annually in debt servicing. We have since urged the new ECZ officials to ensure free, fair, peaceful and credible elections, stressing that elections are not a competition to see who injures more people as it used to be in the past, but a democratic exercise that should be backed by law and order.
I can imagine if we had continued the environment of elections 2 or 20 years ago, what this country would have been today. I'm sure Vice President, you agree, would have not attracted $12 billion of investment in the mining sector. Zambians must remember, if that violent environment had continued, we hadn't come the country stand, there would have never been first debt restructuring. And today, we would have been paying $2.3 billion in debt service without debt restructuring.
And speaking to journalists after he was sworn in, ECZ Vice Chairperson Major General Vincent Mukanda pledged to serve diligently in carrying out the Commission's core mandate of delivering credible elections.
For me, this is a post duty, a commitment to serve this country diligently. At the Commission, I'm going to work with a view of carrying out the core mandate of the Commission, which is to manage the electoral process with a view of delivering very credible elections.
A 38-year-old miner at LC and Wise Ventures in Kavaluchi on the Pacific had died after a rock fell on him while working on the ground. Kotabea Police Commissioner Mara Lee has confirmed the incident and identified the deceased as Michael Kondo, who was responsible for ensuring safety procedures were followed before mining operations commenced. Mr. Lee says the accident occurred yesterday around 11:30 hours at the company's underground section, situated at the 642-meter Blavo Oil Drive North Number 10. According to Mr. Lee, the now deceased was working with a fellow employee identified as Christopher Kondaya when the incident happened, and is reported to have alerted another worker nearby after noticing that the earth and rock had fallen on the victim. He says mine management was informed immediately and efforts were made to retrieve the miners from underground before he was rushed to Kavaluchi General Hospital for medical attention, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Lee says police officers visited the hospital and inspected the body, which had sustained a deep cut on the head, cuts on both hands and multiple bruises. People and District Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Emmanuel Kumara has urged local businesses on the Cobblebelt to position themselves for opportunities emerging from increased mining activities and the implementation of local content regulations. Speaking during a breakfast masterclass meeting organized by Client Focus Solutions in Quito this morning, Mr. Kumara said Cobblebelt province is gradually recovering from waves of reduced economic activity, low liquidity, delayed payments and uncertainty in the mining sector. described by renewed investments and increased mining production, are beginning to restore confidence in the local economy with the revival of mining activities creating opportunities beyond the mining sector itself. He has said that it required the enactment of Statutory Instrument No. 68 on local content as a major turning point for Zambia's mining sector, stating that the regulations are intended to promote Zambian goods and services while empowering citizen-owned businesses to participate in the mining value chain.